you, Brother Greg, for that opening prayer. To pray again would go against what the Lord has laid on my heart. Not that it's not always good to pray, but I think that was very well put this morning. So this morning, I hesitate a little bit what I'm going to be sharing on today because at 1:30 this morning, I realized that Brother Aiden had been going through the book of Hebrews, and I'm going to be talking about faith a little bit this morning. And I am not going to apologize for that other than I trust that Brother Aiden will not think that I am trying to add or take away from anything that he has been teaching us, because he has been teaching us very well out of the book of Hebrews, and I so appreciate that. So the one burden that I had about this topic was, again, I'm not talking about this pulpit here, but I'm talking about overall. How much this is talked about, the faith, how much faith is talked about, probably one of the most talked and preached about topics in our day. And sadly, one of the least understood, or probably one of the most misunderstood. And I want to say that I'm not here to set the record straight on it today so that you can finally understand it. But what I would desire to do today would be to, by faith, shine a little light on it to maybe give us some hope and faith. I'm sure you've all heard of the term, have faith, believe in God, believe in what the Bible says, believe the record that God gave of His Son, and many more such like. All these things are true and good, and they do work. But sadly, that's not the problem in many cases. Many times that's not our experience. And we stumble through life often discouraged, depressed, lacking purpose, maybe not motivated. And I'm not sure, you can fill in some of your own blanks there. But there's blanks. We all have blanks we could fill in here when it comes to faith. I'm going to read a very familiar scripture out of Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8. Many of you could quote this scripture to us. But it says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." And the word grace here is given here as a means of salvation. The word grace is, the word faith here, as we look at this verse, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it here. It says, "For by grace are you saved through faith." The focus on this verse is not faith, but grace. But the important thing is faith is a means. Faith is always a means to an end. And grace here, I don't believe, is necessarily the end here either. I think God is the end. But faith is a means to come to God. It's always a means. It's not the end. And I think this is a lot of times where our struggles come from, is because of how we view faith, how we look at faith, and what it's supposed to do in our lives. I don't know for sure, but I don't think it's outside of the realm of possibility that there could be people sitting here this morning that are struggling with the thought that, yes, I have faith, but do I have the right kind of faith? And I don't know where I want to go with this, except that I would like to entertain the examples of faith to us this morning that God gives us from His Word. If I were to ask you this morning, what kind of faith do you want? What would your answer be? If I was to ask any one of you this morning, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? Thank you. That's good. Would it be the... As I've been thinking about this, is the first thing that comes to your mind, that would it be the faith that moves mountains? Or the faith that can cast out demons or raise the dead? Is that the first thing that comes to our mind? Thank you. And that's... Many times also where we err when it comes to faith. I spent a week in prison very early on in my Christian life, and I met this man. He was a fellow believer, but I think I got a little bit of a wrong concept of faith as I talked to him, and I experienced some things with him, and it was a blessing getting to meet him and challenged each other in many ways. But he said one thing that I never forgot, and it caused me to take another look at faith and take a different look on faith, because I realized that it was a misconception of faith. He said, "I'm never going to be fully satisfied in my Christian life until I raise someone from the dead." And he said that, "I've seen someone raised from the dead, but I want to be the one to do it." And he felt like until he can do that, his faith is never fully complete. That's an extreme, okay? That's an extreme. Now, the idea that we need a different kind of faith than what we already have is, in my opinion, wrong. I would say, use the faith that you already have. I believe that God has given each one of us a measure of faith. And what I mean by that is the ability to believe. The ability to choose. He tells us to set our affections on things above. That's an ability to choose. And it also tells us, and I'm not sure where this is here, I didn't look it up, but this just came to me. It says, it talks about our treasure. It says, where your treasure is, there shall your heart be also. How does that verse go right before that? Where it talks about where your treasure is, there shall your heart be also. But the idea here is that God gives us the ability to choose. And we do need to choose. And choosing, what we choose, will dictate what we believe in life. I would like to talk about two categories today. The first one is unbelief, faithless, and unbelief in the first one. And the second one is faithful and little faith. And the reason that I thought about this morning is, and the reason I want to put little faith in with the faithful, is because little faith is better than what? No faith. Amen. Little faith is better than no faith. God doesn't need much, but He needs something. He needs something more than none, no faith. God can still do great things with little faith. And I'm not going to go there, but as Christ ministered here on this earth with His disciples, I think for 3 years, different things would happen and they would come back to Christ and they would say, they tried and attempted to do, and they couldn't do it like the Lord could do it. And the Lord looked at them, and I think these were beautiful moments, because He looked at them and He said, "Oh, ye of no faith or little faith." And every time that He used this, it was a teaching moment, and His disciples grew. They grew. Their faith enhanced and increased. And that's the thing that's important when we look at faith as, yeah, maybe it is little faith, but may we take that as a teaching moment. May we take that as an opportunity for God to allow our faith to increase. What kind of reason do you have this morning for not believing? What kind of excuse do you have this morning for no faith? Now, if a man told me that he can't believe me or what I say, then I have a right to ask him if I've ever lied to him that caused him to not believe or trust me. These things happen, and I'm not advocating that we overlook these things, because they are real. And they do cause real problems. And there are times men lose their witness because of being untruthful, being unfaithful. And so these things cause us to not trust others and to not believe others. And these things are very real, and I'm not going to focus on them a lot, but let's just look at them. We're not even going to look at them much. But they are there, and I'm not here to overlook them. But the bigger issue here is God. What do you believe about God? Who is God? Is God someone that can be trusted? I think we would all have here a resounding yes if I were to ask us that question. Is God someone that can be trusted? Has God ever lied to anyone? Maybe, just maybe, He's withholding some real important information from me. And if He would just give me more information about certain things, I could believe. That's what Eve thought when she took from the forbidden fruit. She believed a lie from Satan because God was not telling them everything. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 18, it says, "While we look not at the things that are seen, but at the things that are not seen." If you have to see it before you can believe, God is not pleased. God is not pleased with your faith. But if you can believe God without seeing, God is pleased with your faith. The things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Eve couldn't understand this because, after all, the tree truly was beautiful and very appealing to the eye. Maybe we are wondering, what does this have to do with faith? Well, everything. God had given them clear instructions. And He commanded them to not eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. The only thing I can figure out in this situation is that God never gave them a reason why they couldn't eat from this tree. God never told them why not. He just said, "You can't." Did He give them a reason? Did He ever explain to them why? I don't think He did. But why not? Why can't we eat from this tree? Do we ever have that kind of attitude towards God? If there's something clear in Scripture If there's something, if there's a command, maybe we don't understand, and maybe we have a right to ask God, but do we have this attitude that Eve had here in the garden? I'm afraid that this kind of attitude will never help our faith situation, especially when it comes to God. I'm afraid if we have an attitude that we have to question even our authorities, maybe our employer, our workplace, or our authorities, if we have to question everything that they do or the reason why we do it, then I'm afraid that we are also questioning God for all the reasons that God is wanting us to do, the things that we do. And that's not faith. Faith is not always questioning, but faith is believing. And I don't think that God has intended for us to understand everything at once. I think by simply coming to God and saying, okay, I will do this, I think we receive understanding at that point. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7, it says, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." We walk by faith and not by sight. Romans 8 verse 24, it says, "For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for what we see not, then do we with patience wait for it." That's faith. Hope with expectation is faith. 1 Peter 1 verse 8, "Whom having not seen, ye love. And whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory." Faith is always a means to come to God. God wants to be our friend. God wants a relationship with you. He wants to be your personal God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And there's only one way that we have access to God. There's only one way that we have access to God. John chapter 1 verse 5, it says this, "And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." Basically, the way I understand this verse, as the light shone out of darkness, and it was dark back in those days. I'm not saying it was darker then than it is now. But as the light shone out of darkness, the darkness could not overcome it or could not overtake it. What are we doing with the light today? We cannot put the light out. The light is Jesus Christ, and we cannot put it out. Now, we can hide it, or we can put something over it, but we can't put it out. What are you doing with the light today? John 3, verse 19, it says this, "This is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." This is the condemnation, that light has come into the world. Have you ever believed the record that God gave of His Son? If your answer is yes, the record that God gave of His Son, "For God so loved the world, for God so loved you, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Have you ever believed that record? If you say yes, let me ask you this. Have you ever believed the record that God gave of you? What is the record that God gave of you? Have you ever believed the record that God gave that you are a sinner? Or that you were a sinner? Have you ever believed that? If your heart is condemning you this morning, or your conscience is not cooperating with you, I would like to just give a simple piece of advice to us all. Just agree with God. That's faith. Agree with God. That's faith. Faith was never supposed to be complicated. Agree with God. That is the beginning of real faith. That is the beginning of true faith, is to agree with God, not only about the record that He gave of His Son, but also of the record that He gave of you. If your heart is condemning you, agree with God and come to God. That is faith. Oftentimes we wait for some super spiritual feeling to come. Faith is not defined by how we feel. Faith is not defined about how emotional we get. I think it was 14 or 15 years ago, I'm not even sure, but it was one night that I came to God, and He showed me a sign, and I believed. And I'm going to say this, that if you are seeking for a sign, that's not true faith. True faith doesn't seek after a sign. Jesus said, "Oh, you wicked generation who seek after a sign. You follow me," He says, "you follow me not because I'm the," basically because I'm the Son of God, "but you follow me because you were hungry and I fed you." Or He wouldn't give Himself to man. Different places He wouldn't give Himself over to them because He knew what was in man. They were not following Him because they wanted a personal Savior. They were following Him because of what they saw. And 15 years ago when I came to the Lord, yes, He did show me a sign. But I was not. I had little faith. I had weak faith. And so I'm not saying that Jesus can't give us a sign. I'm just saying simple faith is someone who doesn't seek after a sign, but just agrees with God and says, "Yes, Lord," and comes to Him on simple faith. I personally know several men, I shouldn't say several, a handful of men that are waiting for a feeling or waiting for a time when they can truly feel like they're ready. And they are fully expecting sometime that God comes and gives them some kind of a feeling before they can give their lives to Him and live for Him. That's not what we want to seek after today. We do not want to seek after a sign. Sadly, unless they change their mind about God, even though they are good men from this world standard, they will sadly pass into eternity without God. Unless they change their mind. To have faith takes humility. To have faith takes humility. We have the word humility and we have the word humiliation. And I've heard it defined this way. The word humility is when you see your need. The word humiliation is when your need is acknowledged for you by others. John 5 verse 44, it says, "How can you believe which receive honor one of another and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuses you, even Moses, in whom you trust. For had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if you believe not his writings, how shall you believe my words?" There's a lot of things that I could have shared about when it came to faith. And my heart this morning was not to get carried away on this topic. We could have talked about faith without works. We could have talked about faith that works. There's many different ways. This was just a small meditation I wanted to share with us. In the last 4 or 5 years, there were several ordinations that I was, I attended, or at least after the ordinations were over, I gave a word of encouragement. And as I was seeking the Lord as to how I could encourage these men that were ordained, I came up with just a small little term that I felt like God wanted me to share with them, and it was this: be ye faithful in the little things. Be faithful in the little things in your life. Or if you can be faithful in the little things, you can also be faithful in those mountains, in those big things. But many times we get the mountains mixed up with the little details that God wants us to do on a daily basis. Be consistent with what you know God wants you to do today. Be consistent. Be faithful in what you know God wants you to do today. In the last 42 days, my faith was tried. My faith was tested. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to get emotional here this morning, but I will acknowledge that I had but little faith. But I did have faith. And I know that I could count on my brothers here also. But I remember it was on Saturday night on February the 4th. I was on the way to the hospital, and I knew my dad had either passed away or was very close to it. And as I came to God, I remembered some of the prayers that we had prayed and my family had prayed. As I came to God, I realized that I was being tried. God was testing my faith. He was testing my willingness to trust Him. And the closer to the hospital I got, the information that I was receiving was less and less encouraging. And yet, as I came to God, I just asked Him. I says, God, how can we, after all these years and after all the prayers that has been prayed up, are you just going to take His life? And it was in that moment that God showed me that I had but little faith and I needed to trust Him. And I didn't know how. I didn't know how. But I just chose to. And all I want to say is that when things in life look hopeless, trust Him. Trust Him. He wants you to. He wants you to. And He wants you to see what great things He can do. But we need to give Him the opportunity to do it in faith. God bless you.